Hi guys, and welcome to the second episode of Keeping It Together. Today, we're going to tell you guys about three of our favorite habits this fall to keep us motivated and sane and just working as normal humans in general.
Yeah, I feel like those are especially important during these winter months when it's starting to get really dark outside so early. Like, I don't know how it is in Barcelona, but here in London, the sun is setting from like 4 p.m., which is crazy. Like, I don't remember it being dark so early.
4 p.m.? Yeah. And here, no, for us, the sun sets at like 5:30 p.m. and I'm so unhappy about it. 5:30. I don't like it.
I don't like it, but at the same time, it's like cozy fall vibes, like getting into Christmas spirit. Like also, like the lights are setting up in the city, and it's like I don't know. I feel like I have two different opinions about it.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, you know, it depends what we do, of course, of our habits. Like for example, walking at night can be also kind of more scary, or you feel more like tired during the day, so you're not like you don't push yourself to do it. But I don't know what you feel about it.
No, I feel like it's like comfy if you have like your candles on and you're like playing a movie and stuff. But most of the times, like, this is what keeps happening to me. I like I'm sitting in my living room and then it starts to get dark. And then I just realize 2 hours later, oh my God, I'm sitting in complete darkness. Like I don't even realize it. Like the time passes me by. But we have a few habits that we wanted to talk about today that we have started doing that are literally keeping us sane in this fall / starting winter season. So, Natasha, let's start with what's like your number one habit right now that's just keeping you like sane, organized, and I don't know, just working as a normal functioning human being.
Okay, so for me, I don't know if it would be considered a habit specifically, but just staying consistent with my routine, I feel like is the most important thing for me when it comes to keeping it together. So for example, just like my morning routine, my night routine, or any of the habits that I usually do after work, just making sure that I actually stay consistent with them.
What are they? So like if you had to give like a little rundown of your morning routine, like more or less, I know every day it can differ a little bit, but like more or less, you wake up, what do you do?
I have like a very specific morning routine. Sometimes I kind of run out of time, and so I end up maybe leaving out some parts, but obviously first thing, getting out of bed, just doing all the general, like drinking water, brushing teeth, all of that hygiene stuff, and like getting ready, etc., etc. But then in terms of like specific habits that are included in that are journaling, meditation, planning out my day, and then just like catching up on some news and trying to like stay informed news. About yeah
wait no that blows my mind. I'm sorry, reading news in the morning, does that not stress you out?
Not really, because I feel like I don't really get emotionally affected by reading the news. I know that sometimes it can be a bit depressing, but yeah, no, usually the news are not that exciting on a day-to-day basis.
Wait, what about you, Claudia? Like do you have like a specific morning routine that when you wake up?
That's the thing. I'm like a messy
girl. Messy morning routine.
Messy morning routine. Like, I don't have a solid morning routine. Like, every day is a new day. Like, every day I wake up and like, what am I going to do today? No. Like, because... No, but that's true. I don't have a morning routine. I just realized. That's crazy. Okay. One thing that I do every day, like, religiously, drink my coffee. I cannot, like, live without coffee. Like, for me, coffee is... I do it every day, but... I don't know, like, now I'm like, thank you, I don't know.
No, literally, context, she asked me to buy a coffee machine for my house for the few days that she's at my house to have, like, a good coffee.
Yeah.
You have a solid night routine, though. Your night routine is read a good, like, 3 hours of any romance book you can find.
No, I don't do that every day. Like, I have, like, my moments. I don't have, oh my God, that's crazy.
This is a tip live in action for you. Like, Natasha's giving a tip that for her, routines are, like, the thing. This is, like, you should try out a routine. You should build, like, a really simple routine and, like, start really simple with it. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this first thing when I wake up. And then when you feel like you do that every day, add a second thing. And then...
Yeah, I also, like, want to do, like, skincare, like, that kind of stuff. But, like, I don't know. But also for me, like, every day is different. Sometimes I have to go in the morning to the hospital, like, go, like, you know, sometimes like I have days where I have to study from 8 a.m. to like 2 a.m. in the morning, like in the morning, like it's so different for me. But that's true, like I need something like really simple to start with. Well, I have that one, but the second thing to start with, like really simple, and then like add things. But yeah, it's true, like people who have like routines are more successful in life. That I heard that.
I think it makes you feel a little bit less lost in the morning. Like, do you ever wake up feeling kind of lost? Because I feel like when I don't have a routine, like, that's... when I don't follow my morning routine, I wake up lost.
That's the thing. Like, yeah. It may sound stupid, but, like, the with the coffee, it for me, it's a routine. Because what you said, like, I'm lost. But when I'm drinking coffee, I'm like, I know what to do. I don't know what... it's, like, weird. But
no,
like,
yeah, that makes sense. Like, you wake up and you know where to go straight away.
Yeah, to the kitchen. To the coffee machine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For me, it's matcha, and I got a Pret subscription, which was the best and the worst choice that I've ever made at the same time. So every single morning now...
Why the worst?
Just because I'm getting too many drinks. Like, it's not healthy. But every morning, I will go to Pret to get my matcha latte, and yeah, no, that's... I've been loving that so much, but I think I need to cancel my Pret subscription because this is not healthy.
Some context for the listeners. Pret is a really big cafe chain, and they have this subscription system. I don't remember exactly how much, but I think it's like £20 a month, and you can get up to 5 drinks a day. Basically, it's not for free, but you pay £20 a month. Or am I wrong? Well, is it £20?
Like £20 and like
5? £20 a month, you can get up to 5 drinks a day. For free? Yeah, for free.
£20 on the whole?
£20 for the whole month.
That's crazy.
And they're good. Like, Pret is like a big chain.
No,
like,
I know Pret. Port.
Yeah,
it's what? 20
that's crazy. Oh my god, I would die.
Wait, am I correct though? Is it £20?
It's 25 now, I think.
Wow.
Okay.
No, but also at the time I got it like last year in December, and it was a free trial as well, so we kept doing that. Like, I'm sorry, this is not probably legal, but we kept signing up with different email accounts, and we got like 4 months of free drinks.
Oh my god.
Like, because they had a free trial.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I didn't know they still did that. I thought that was just like an offer, like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And what about you, Anna?
For me, I have like a very specific morning routine, but it's like, this is my issue. I either follow it all or I don't do it at all. Like, I don't have an in-between. You know, like, you have like your essentials, and then like some things are just like add-ons if you have time. For me, it doesn't work like that. Either I do the whole morning routine or I don't do anything. But... a quick rundown of the routine is, like, I wake up in the morning, I do Wim Hof breathing, so 10 minutes of that. Then I would start with my morning journaling, which I'm gonna talk about later because there's, like, a whole thing behind that as well. And then recently, like, since I moved here, I've been going outside for, like, 10 minutes, literally to just sit outside and stretch. But, like, I don't do this every day. But I feel like in a few months, I won't be able to do that because it's going to start getting really cold. And then I started doing a new thing recently. It's called EFT tapping. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
No.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, so it's basically, like, I don't even know how... Do you know how to describe it? I don't even know how to describe it. It's, like, it's a way to kind of reprogram your mind. And you, like, tap, like, your head, your arm,
I saw that in your book.
Your back, yeah. And it's, like, I don't know 100% if it works or, like, if it's proven or anything. But for me, it's honestly just, like, a type of meditation.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that a lot. And then also, oh, my God, I started doing, like, an ice roll on my face. I don't know what to call it. Like, a face ice roll. And that wakes me up so much. Like, I feel amazing. But my issue is that if I do my whole morning routine, it can take like an hour and a half, which I feel like is exactly why I don't do it every day. Wait, Natasha, how long does your routine take you every morning? Because you do it every day.
Yeah, well, I still have those days where I don't, as you said, like I just end up not doing anything. I'll just do the bare minimum. But I basically have it scheduled in to take, let me actually check because I have it in my calendar. I think like an hour and a half for everything. I've only mentioned a few habits. Actually, 2 hours. 2 hours. I've only mentioned a few habits. But the thing is, like, the first kind of, like, 45 minutes is me doing all those, like, basic self-care things. So I don't feel like they're, like an extra kind of... they're not extra habits. They're just kind of, like, washing my face, brushing my teeth, putting in my contacts. Like, all of that takes me a good 45 minutes in the morning just because I'm, like, that slow. And then only... only about an hour extra to, yeah, journal, meditate. Oh my God, I'm forgetting what it is that I do. Plan my day and listen, or like, well, either read the news or like listen to the news for a bit.
I didn't know it took that long. Now I'm like, I need to commit to my morning routine. Because my excuse, the reason that I don't commit to it, my excuse was that, oh, it's so long. That's why I don't do it every morning. Damn, I'm going to try to do it every morning now.
Yeah, if you think of it as specifically like a morning routine, it seems very, very long. But if you just think of it as like, oh, these are just some random things that I do before I start working, it doesn't feel that long. Because someone else might say that it's only my first 45 minutes of the day that are my real morning routine, because those are actually related to stuff that I have to do in the morning. Whereas all the other things are just like habits that I just do before work. And I just call them a part of my morning routine just because that's when they take place, if that makes sense. Oh, but talking about those kind of morning habits, you mentioned that you were going to say something else about journaling. Is that like your kind of main habit?
Yeah. No, so this was the habit that I wanted to mention from my side for the habits that are keeping us sane. And I basically started doing it in the last 2 months. And it's literally just making me so much more positive. So basically what I do is every single morning I journal, but it's not the normal type of journaling. Like I'm just journaling about my day, like thinking about what am I going to do today? Who am I going to see? What am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah. There's no word for it, but I would call it more like visualization journaling. So basically if I have any goal, I picture myself having achieved that goal, and then I journal in the present tense as if I had already achieved it. Like, for example, if I have a goal of moving to Bali one day, I journal, so like, today I woke up and I went on a walk to this place and then my house, blah blah blah. So I journal as if I'm in that moment right now, and it helps me so much, because if you cannot visualize your goals, how are they meant to happen for you? Like, if you cannot see it happening for you, how is it gonna happen? Like, to me, that's just like, to me at this point has become like common sense, that if you can't fully picture all the details, like for example, if you want to be a day trader, like how much time a day do you spend day trading? How much time a week do you spend learning about it? How much money do you invest each day? If you cannot picture the details of it, it's not something that's gonna happen for you, in my opinion. But I don't know, what do you guys think?
I kind of do that as well, but I feel like I don't journal about stuff I envision myself doing like in the long term. It's more like short term. So for example, if I wake up feeling really unmotivated and I don't want to do anything, or like I'm feeling unproductive, I will sit down and I'll start literally writing out how I want myself to act in that moment. So just saying like, okay, I'm very productive right now. I will sit down at my desk and I will, you know, start doing this. It sounds kind of funny because it's like, why are you writing it? Just do it. But sometimes...
No, but especially affirmations.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like when you're like, I just have those moments where I just freeze and I can't do anything. Like I can't get up and get anything done. So in those moments, it really helps me to like, you know, if my mind can write it out, then it's more likely to accept the actual action happening. And that's when I end up getting up and doing what I need to do.
Oh, for me, like, I have a different experience with that, because I actually do envision some goals that I have, but I don't actually write them. Mm-hmm. I just, like, believe an idea that that's going to happen. I don't even believe an idea that's going to happen. I believe it. Like, it happened. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, it happened, but in 3 years. Mm-hmm. For example, I wanted to, like, when I was in high school, I wanted to study medicine in Barcelona, but because I really had good grades and, like, my family, my friends, like, knew that I was going to enter in Gran Canaria. They were like, oh, if you enter, like, you stay here. But I was like, I want to go to Barcelona so bad. Because I envisioned it, and I was like, that's going to happen. I was even looking up where to live, like, where to eat while I'm there. Even trying to, like, find friends already. So when I was doing that, in the moment of the final exam, when I had my final grade to enter, I was so surprised because I had, like, a low grade. And I was kind of sad, but at the same time, that grade helped me not enter Gran Canaria, but enter in Barcelona. So I felt like I kind of like manifested that, you know, because I was envisioned so much studying there that it happened.
Mm-hmm. No, that works really well, because it's like you put yourself in the situation as if I already live here. I live here. I'm looking for friends here. I'm looking for restaurants here. You're not in Barcelona in that moment, but you already put yourself in the situation that, no, I'm acting as if I live there. Yeah, and you, like, exactly. literally manifested that experience for yourself. So, honestly, if, like, I would highly recommend, if anybody doesn't want to journal or doesn't want to, like, physically write these things out, think in the way as if you've already achieved it. Like, literally, your life can change.
Exactly.
Life-changing.
Life-changing. It's changing my life.
Yeah.
Oh, for me, the third habit that I wanted to bring up was, like, because I don't have a morning routine, I don't, like, do journaling. But what I do, like, mostly every day, and I try to do every day, is walk. And by walk, I mean, like...
Hot girl walk.
Hot girl walk, 10K steps, minimum, even 12K.
Basically, me and Claudia, of course, we used to walk before, but I feel like we didn't used to walk this much before Natasha, like, preached about it, because I feel like we didn't walk that much. Like, we would walk to places once in a while, but it wasn't like we were trying to get 10K steps every day.
Not at all.
No, like, literally for me, if I looked at my health app, my average steps was, like, 3K a
week. I thought 10K was, like, you know, 10K.
Like a lot.
Like, no, I thought it was, yeah, a lot. But, no, like, for me, when I realized 10K step was, I was like, what? Like, it's literally 1 hour straight of walking a day.
Mm-hmm.
Even a little bit more, you know?
Even more, yeah.
But, like, 1 hour, like, straight without stopping, like, that's what 10K, and that's crazy.
What are, like, the biggest changes you feel ever since you started walking? Like, do you feel like you come home and you're like, oh, I feel like I almost, like, meditated in a way? Or do you feel like it's also, like, a good, like, fitness, like, a good type of sport? Like, what are your,
like, physically exhausted when I finish? Because sometimes I do even 20K, like, I go crazy, like, if I have, like, time. But, like, it helped me, maybe, I don't know, not everybody, like, feels the same, but for me, it helped me to build confidence, and that's mm-hmm. crazy. Like, I don't know even why. Like, I never thought, like, walking will build me confidence. I don't even know how to explain it.
It's a main character moment.
It's main character moment. You put your music, podcast, or I don't know, audiobooks, whatever, TV shows, maybe, I don't know. But, like, for me, I don't know how to explain it, but it built me confidence, and I'm more like, when I was walk before, like, not even 5K, I would, like, look down in the street, like, I don't even look at people's faces, don't even smile, whatever. But now I, like, my head is lift up, like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like, I have so much confidence from that.
No, for, like, we literally, the reason I'm saying Natasha started this for us is because there was a time when Natasha started talking about how, yeah, I'm walking, like, 2 hours a day, I feel so good, like, it gives me so much energy, I'm gonna go on a walk. And I feel like every single time I talked to her, I was like, she is always on a walk, like, what is going on? Does this girl live outside? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And then we, like, when we were all together in the same country, we were like, how do you walk so much? How do you find the time? Blah, blah, blah. And then Natasha just, like, preached to us with all the benefits, and we were like, okay, we gotta get on our sheet. So Natasha, like, how, like, what point, like, why did you even start walking so much? Like, how did it, like, I don't even know what exactly I'm asking, but I'm like, how did it even start? Because when you lived in Ireland, like, when we lived together, you did not go on walks, so this is obviously, like, a more new thing.
Yeah, because I think in Ireland there's just, like, at least where we lived, there wasn't as many places to walk to. Like, if you walked around the whole town, it would take you, like, what, 30 minutes? And mm-hmm. obviously I knew the whole town inside and out, so it just wasn't interesting. And then when I moved to London, that's when I started kind of walking a lot, because at first I was like, I just really loved exploring the city and just, yeah, walking in different areas. And London is so huge that you just never run out of places to go to. And yeah, I guess I kind of got so used to it that I just don't think about it anymore. Like, I have a specific time in the day where I just know it's time to get up and go for my, like, 1 hour and a half walk, and I just do it. I don't even think about it. And yeah, I mean,
No, we would always say that that's the reason why Natasha loves London so much, and I really don't, is because Natasha has walked around the entirety of London. Like, I have not. For me, like, walking was not a habit in London. But actually, I want to know, so, like, when you walk, what is the thing that you do? Because there's so many different options. Like, some people only listen to podcasts, some people listen to music, some people don't listen to anything. So do you have, like, a specific thing that you do, or do you kind of, like, switch it up every time depending on your mood?
Yeah, I definitely switch it up depending on my mood. Like, I'd say a lot of the time nowadays I listen to podcasts, just because, yeah, I don't know, I guess I'm in that.
Do you have a top one?
No, I don't know. Do I give specific shout outs or something? Like,
yeah, give us, like, a top two.
Oh, God.
I can give a top two.
Okay, you give a top two while I think about it.
Wait, we're going to have an intermission because we're going to look at podcasts for a second.
I don't...
Yeah, explain why... Okay. No, Claudia needs to explain why she does not listen to podcasts on her walks. Please give the details that I'm talking about.
Because when I walk, I need to, like, be aware of my surroundings. Like, for the last 2 months, I almost... How do you say, like...
Like, she always almost gets run over.
Yeah, like, one day I thought I was gonna die, probably. But, like, that's what's been, like, for podcasts, I need to listen to them. Like, I need to, like, think. And listen, mm-hmm. like, comprehend, like, also because, I listen to English podcasts, like, so for me also, like, I need to kind of think in my head, like, you know, translate it to Spanish, kind mm-hmm, of. Mm-hmm. But that's why I listen to music, and also, like, music gives you so much energy. Like, sometimes when you're walking and you're like, oh, it's 8 p.m., like, I have no energy at all, just put music and you will, like, your energy will, like, be on top.
10 times more.
Yeah, 10 times more. So that's why, like, I like music and audiobooks the same. Like, who listen to audiobooks on walks?
I did that,
you have to think. I don't know. You don't enjoy the book, no?
No, oh my God. I mean, I guess it depends where you walk. Like, for me, like, when I lived in London, like, in the last month of living there, I started walking a lot because that was, like, after Natasha started preaching to me about it. So I started walking a lot, but there was nowhere to walk because I lived in a residential area. So I would go to a park and I would just walk circles around it. And because there's nothing happening in a park, music gets boring. Like, in a city, a podcast is overwhelming. No,
music gets boring sometimes because I listen to the same 10 songs. Like, in a month, I have 10 favorite songs and I just listen to them.
No, but, like, for walking in a park, music gets boring in 2 minutes. So an audiobook is, like, perfect. But, like, Natasha as well, I feel like most of the time... Okay, of course, sometimes you go to different areas... Oh, now you moved. Never mind. She lived in a place before where she lived really close to a really big park. And I feel like your usual route would be, like, to walk around this park.
Oh, yeah. No, I still...
Right?
I still live near that same park. It's just on a, like, in a different location. Because the park is so huge that there's just huge. Kind of, like... Yeah, there's a lot of entry points. And so I'm just, like, living on a different side. But I still... Yeah, on my nightly kind of regular walks, I just walk around the perimeter of the park. And then on the weekends, that's when I kind of go to other areas usually, because that's when I have more time to actually get there and stuff.
Going back to what we said earlier, did you find your, like, top two or top whatever podcasts?
Well, I would say my top one used to be Crime Junkie. But I'm trying to not listen to true crime podcasts that much these days because, yeah, I don't know.
It's getting real.
Yeah. I mean...
Habit number four, don't listen to true crime if you value your mental health.
Yeah. I mean, they are great, but then I just realized that like, it's really affecting my mental health in a negative way. But I would say kind of nowadays, I listen to a lot more wellness and... productivity type podcasts. So I think the one that I would shout out, just because that's the one that kind of got me back into podcasts in general, is
Welcome to Paradise.
I do like that one. No, but I was gonna say a different one. I was gonna say The Wellness Cafe by Trinity Tondelier. Yeah, I really like her podcast. I mean, I don't even know how I found her podcast, because it's not, she has content on other platforms too, but I didn't find her through other platforms. I found her through her podcast. But anyway, yeah, no, I just really, I really enjoy her content. I mean, there are other similar podcasts out there as well, but her one was just the one that, as I said, got me back into listening to podcasts.
I was going to say a top two, but I'm going to say three, but one of them is very specific to a specific audience, so that's why I'm saying three. So for me, number one, like number one is On Purpose with Jay Shetty. That is the best podcast in life, in my opinion. Like, I listen to every single episode, no matter what.
Really?
And yeah, it's amazing. And the guest he has on there is amazing as well.
I should listen to,
like,
it.
Like, Selena Gomez is on his most recent one.
Yeah, because he is, like, I think one of the top podcasts in terms of ratings. But I might have listened to, like, one or two episodes. I think he might have had Joe Dispenza on one episode. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So I think that was definitely one of the episodes that I listened to. But yeah, I should probably listen to it.
You should. He's like literally one of the people that I respect the most in life. Like I'm just like, he's such an amazing human being. The second one is Deep Dive with Ali Abdaal. This is not like, this is just very motivational to me. It's not like really like mental health or anything. And I just find it really interesting. And the third one, the reason it's specific is because it's in Russian, but it's really, really good. It's called Matir Blozhia. It's really good. It's really interesting. But that one is a very target audience because first of all, it's in Russian. Second of all, it's related to blogging and business. And it's not really like mental health.
My favorite one and the only one that I kind of like listen in the past because I don't usually listen, it's Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, I have never listened to a full episode. I want to listen. I've only listened to the Hailey Bieber episode.
I listened to the Miley Cyrus. The Miley Cyrus one's really like interesting because also I love Miley Cyrus. That's why I listen to it. But it's really good. And also they have the video, which for me, sometimes videos like helps me to see.
I don't know if it's just me, but for some reason, I'm not that interested in podcasts that are, like, interviewing celebrities. And I know that Call Her Daddy, like, she interviews other people as well. Like, it's not... Or, like, she just has general episodes. But for some reason, I don't know why. Like, if I see an episode with, like, Hailey Bieber or Selena Gomez, I'm not like, oh, wow, I want to watch that. Like, if it's, I don't know, someone like Joe Dispenza or some other kind of motivational or, like, health-type person... then yeah, then I'm interested. But if it's just a celebrity, I don't know why. It just doesn't, like...
No, of course, but it's the difference is that, like, I mean, it is purely for entertainment. Like, you're not going to get motivation or anything out of it. But, like, the reason it's so entertaining is because it's not like any other interview. Like, for example, I think, no, the only... No, I've listened to two Call Her Daddy episodes in life, and it was the Hailey Bieber. And the second one was with Mia Khalifa. And that episode was so interesting because it's, like, you... find out, so like they go really deep and personal, you know, so like that's why a lot of people find it interesting because it's not like any other interview, like yeah, they like, trust her more,
yeah, and it's like no, like they talk really personal.
Yeah, like for example in the Hailey Bieber one they were literally talking about stuff with Justin and Selena, and she was literally, she kept saying like, oh my god, I've never talked about this before, and that's why it's also it's really famous because like people are opening up to her like they've never opened up to anyone else before. But sorry, I wanted to mention one thing that I started doing on walks recently, and I want to make it a habit. Basically, a long time ago, I was listening to a Logan Paul podcast, which, don't hate me, but Logan Paul's podcast is actually really good sometimes. So I was listening to his podcast, and he was on a podcast with Mr. Beast. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Yeah.
Basically, he's one of the biggest YouTubers in the world, and his... videos are more for children. Like, there's nothing about them that makes them for children, but more children tend to watch them than adults. But he was on the podcast and he's extremely successful, like super super, like I respect him so much. He's so extremely smart, and he said that he started this habit of he goes on a 1 hour walk every single day, and every single day he calls a different person. So like one day he'll call his mom, one day he'll call his friend, one day he'll call his business, and he does this every single day. And I can't even summarize everything that he said because they were talking about this literally for 20 minutes. But he was talking about how life-changing that became for him because, first of all, like, he was getting his steps in, whatever, like, healthy, good habit, mindful habit. But the second thing was, like, he was, like, for us, like, we tend to be so busy all the time. Like, we have so many things going on, like, work, uni, this. So we cannot carve out, like, an hour of pure talking time. Like, we literally cannot find the time. Whereas when you go on a walk, like, imagine if I, like, called one of my friends every single day for an hour. Like, you form such closer connections. And also for networking. Like, he said that he even... Sorry, I'm speaking so much. But he said that he would literally, like, make friends with someone. And he would literally hardly... Like, he would just know their name, what they do, blah, blah, blah. And he would text them and be like, oh, do you want to call? And then he would just, like, make connection. And when I heard that, I was like, that is so smart. But yeah. So far, I'm only doing it with my mom.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you also have to, like, make sure the people you're calling are free to
talk. Of course. No. But because they're allowed to say no. But that's why he said he has so many people to call. So if one person is not free, he's going to talk to someone else. Yeah, but that's the thing. That's something I really want to start doing, something like that. Because I just noticed, like, I have so many friends that I never, like, I text them, like, once a month. And I would like to stay in closer contact. So that's something I personally want to pick up, but I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea in general, but I just feel like I couldn't do it because I wouldn't be able to focus on like being present during my walk if I'm on the phone, if that makes sense. So I feel like I would be giving half of me to both tasks, and I do that a lot in general with like other things, and I feel like walking is my one part of the day where I'm just like completely in the moment and present and just trying to like relax. And yeah, I just I do agree that it is a great idea, but I just don't think I would be able to do it.
No, but of course, like, to each their own. That's why, like, for example, for you, walking could be your mindful moment of the day, whereas like, for example, for some people, maybe they meditate for an hour every day and they just want to walk because it's something that they think they should do for their health. That's like a way, you know, like not a way to fill the time, but a way to use it to your benefit as well. Because also a lot of people, they like shut themselves off from people when they're struggling, whereas in that moment what they need to do most is actually connect with people and share your problems. Not because you want to drag the other person down with you, of course, no, but just because when you share an issue, the load is like, you get the load off your chest, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, anyway, those are our top three habits that we have recently for keeping sane. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let us know, message me and Claudia. Maybe one day, I'm gonna keep mentioning it until she eventually has a public account. Message me or Claudia, our @s will be in the podcast description. Let us know what you think. What habits do you do? What habits you don't do? And we will see you guys in the next, no, you will hear us in the next episode. Thank you guys for listening. We love you.
Thank you.
Adios.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.